You know, it's been a good camp. Cody's in great condition. He can run all day, so you see him show up. The longer practices go and stuff, he tends to keep making plays. So it's important to him. You can see it. It's a big year for him. We all know that. And I think he's pushing really hard, doing a good job.
With Connor and Michael working on the inside of him at guard today for a bit, how do you feel?
Yeah.
Well,
you know, Ty was out today, so opportunity. You know, the question is, do you keep working Connor there and leave Michael alone? But Max also missed today, so, you know, a lot of jumping through hoops as coaches trying to get practice going today. So, you know, but what an opportunity for both of them. So, well, you know, that's what you got to be able to do in this business. You've got to be able to do a lot of things when you get a chance. So we'll see how they do.
Gary, you called Max's issue?
Ankle. Actually, rolled an ankle and a walkthrough. So.
Pretty
disappointing, huh? Kayvon got a thigh bruise at practice about midway through. What day would that have been? Monday. He did try to finish practice, but just too sore. Probably going to be a couple of days. Oh, I don't know about that right now, Jeff. You know, as a matter of fact, I would think Max would be back tomorrow. We'll see. But I know he had a slight ankle sprain.
Gary, you called the team together before 11-on-11. Yeah.
We had a day off yesterday, and we didn't respond very good. You know, good teams, when you get a break day, you come back, and you're bouncing around. We kind of came back lethargic and not practicing very well, and not practicing very well at quarterback today. And just let them know, you know. You're going to let them keep going, so let them know. We battle back at the end, but just got to continue to find our leaders on this team and the guys that will step up when things get hard, because things are hard right now, so we got to push.
Are you amazed when guys just don't hustle all the time, start to finish, especially guys trying to make the score?
Am I what?
Amazed and frustrated that doesn't happen.
Well, I think guys get thinking, and they get tired, and they start thinking a bunch about assignment and stuff, and all of a sudden they don't realize it sometimes that they're not doing things the way they need to do them, so they need to be reminded. But if you want to be good in this business, you got to be able to run all day. So that's something we coach and try to keep them going that way.
Gary, Paxton looked like he was having a tough practice, and then the last drive there.
Yeah, it kind of looks like some of the practice he's had, you know, up and down. You know, he too, you know, he gets a day off yesterday. He comes back in here. He didn't practice as well, you know, but not just him, a lot of guys, and they need to go back and look at why. And, you know, pros do it all the time, not every now and then. So he's got a ways to go.
How about you? How you finished with the drives today?
Yeah, that's had some real long drives and made some plays. You know, Cody, Sunshine, they keep making plays for our team. Really impressed with Capri. You know, defensively, our first defense, hell, we gave up four penalty first downs. You know, that's undisciplined, you know, get off the field. So a lot of things are correct, and that's why we're at training camp.
You talked about not practicing well at quarterback. How much does that concern you at this point?
Not practicing what?
Well, at quarterback, I think you said.
Oh, we've had some good days. We've had some real good days. You know, just wasn't as good as it needed to be today, you know. But as long as I've been doing this, that's kind of the way it works. Just got to keep going, try to be consistent, and that's what we're working toward.
Coach, at that position, how tight is that race?
I don't think anybody's taken off and done anything. I think they've all kind of done what they did in the off season, and they all continue to do it. You know, we'll just keep going here. We'll start playing some people and playing some games, you know, so we're going to find out.
Did you like the way the team responded after you pulled them together?
Oh, I think we find ways to finish, you know. But we've got to get mentally tougher working through some of those things. And, you know, just the grind of camp and what is this, day six they've been out there. So we just, you know, that's where you find your leaders. That's where you find your people you're going to go play with. We're having his back evaluated, you know, and obviously that was the problem last year. I think we saw enough to know that Marlon could really be a factor and help this football team. So what we're trying to do is find out why his back continues to flare up on him, so to speak. So hopefully we'll have some answers here in a couple of days.
Did you get an MRI?
You know, I think so, Jeff. I don't know.
Coach, I hate to be that guy, but can you talk about the punters? You know, are they pushing each other?
Why do you hate to be the guy talking to them? you know what? I mean, they're obviously two different guys. I mean, one's the veteran who had a tremendous season last year, especially late in the year. He was really big for us and been around the league for a while. The other one's a young, very talented kid with a big leg. So, you know, competition right there, you know, what's going on. And they both have to hold for Mac, too, you know, so that's a factor in everything. So it's going to be very competitive. We knew that.
Vance Walker and Jerry Crick seem like they're making plays.
They continue to play well. You know, Vance, a player, little back, sore back stuff today. Comes out here, battles through it, practices, goes, you know, for almost 2.5 hours and works his tail off. That's what Vance is made of. So that's why he's becoming such a good player.